106.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites? When your group needs an accommodating room to gather, book your reservations by calling 343-7756. Mainstay Suites.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town. And the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KVUA News time is 8:26. It is Newsmaker 2 time. Megan McGuire joining us. We're getting an overall update on the USD 252 Honor Flight program, but we also have a very specific fundraiser and awareness campaign that we're featuring here today.
It's a Flags for Heroes program that they've been doing with Honor Flight for a number of years, but the deadline to get in if you want to participate in the spring trip and have a flag for a hero, the deadline is coming up very soon. Megan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Megan, let's kind of zoom in as we go with this interview and first start with the General Honor Flight program, how things are going with the kids and the veterans, getting them connected and ready to go for the upcoming trip.
Well, our 15th trip is going to be leaving April 13th, so it's April 13th through the 14th, and we are rocking and ready to go. We have 24 veterans that are being paired up with 24 students, and then we have 5 of our coordinator/medical staff that are also veterans, so we're going to be taking 29 veterans on the trip this year. So we are in the middle of just making sure that everything is all lined up. Most of our fundraising for this trip, at least, is done. We are trying to get the Flags for Heroes, obviously, wrapped up, and then just doing all the things that we have to do to make sure that we're ready to go.
And you do a wonderful thing with the USD 252's Honor Flight program. That's pairing veterans with students. You have student escorts. I think you have one with you right now, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I have my leadership and civic engagement class right now, and Cameron Tiemeyer was sitting over there doing her job, which is to work on getting the post ready for all of our vets as we highlight them. And I said, hey, do you want to be on the radio? And she kind of looked at me, and here we are. So it's learning to fly by the seat of your pants, which is what life's going to throw at her at some point.
That's what we do all the time here, Cameron. We're flying by the seat of our pants here. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
We're doing well. So are you excited here for USD 252 Honor Flight, or do you think that the excitement is really going to start ratcheting up as you get closer to the departure day?
I'm very excited now, but I think it'll get a lot more exciting when it gets closer because we start doing a lot more, and I get to go with my grandpa this year, so I think it'll be a really fun experience. I also went as a sophomore, but it was just with another random person. But I had a really good time then, too. But I think this will be an exceptional experience this time since I get to go with my grandpa.
Yeah, no kidding. How cool is that, going with grandpa? Is your grandpa excited about going?
Yes, he's very excited.
What is your thought here about how this, you know, really kind of strengthens the bond between the two of you? And what have you talked about some of the different places that you really want to hit while you're there in D.C.?
Definitely all the stuff that he's kind of been involved in. We've started talking about it a lot more. We've honestly grown a lot closer just because we get to go on this trip together because we've got to bond over a lot more stuff. So I think it should be really special.
Yeah, relationships last a long time, and you get to know veterans, and I'll tell you what, the veterans have nothing but glowing praise for the job that students do and the relationships that they've been able to build through going on the Honor Flight to Washington, D.C. Now, Megan, everybody been paired up then, now?
Yeah, we have all 24 of our students have made contact with veterans. Interesting enough, we have a pair of brothers going as far as veterans go, and then a husband and wife from Eureka. So that's been kind of neat. It's been interesting, though. Our students have some things that they have to talk to family about, so navigating husband and wife, that's a new one for us, but it's been pretty fun.
Megan, talk a little bit about this Flags for Heroes component that is underway now. It sounds like it's coming near the end.
It is. Our due date is Monday. So basically what we do is if you have a veteran who has passed away, we encourage people to have a poster. It's basically a poster board made for them that honors them, has a picture on there, talks about their service, and then we take them with us to D.C. You have a choice of what memorial or area you would like to have a picture taken with them. If you know somebody is on the trip, then they can do that for you. Otherwise, we have a student guardian do it. And then when we come back, we give you the board and then the photograph. So it's just a nice way to honor veterans who served our country and have passed away. And, you know, we usually have quite a few people who are interested in the program, so we just like to get it out there so people can do that.
Yeah, what a great idea. And this has been, how many trips have you done the Heroes for Flags for Heroes?
You know, I knew you would ask that. I do not remember. I feel like we started it probably 3 or 4 years ago, and we started the program in April of 2016. So it's been a few years. I want, you know, when we were going 2 trips a year, it was definitely during those. So I would say that we've probably taken 50 or so boards to D.C.
What a great idea. And hopefully people take advantage of that. People want to learn more or get the information to participate. How do they do that? And is there a cost to it, Megan?
There is. It's $40 for a board, but they can go on to our Facebook page, which is really the best way to get information about our program. And there is information on there about Flags for Heroes and a Google link that they can connect with to fill out the form. There's also one that is printable, or they can just contact us here at Olpe High School or at Hartford High School to get information on that.
Cameron, let me ask you what you have left to handle here, I guess, between now and April when you depart when it comes to the Honor Flight program. What are some of the different, you know, fundraising things that you may be involved with or just maybe some of the contact points that you're going to have here over the next couple of months?
So pretty much the last thing we have is the meet and greet. It's in April 8th. But we've already had our Freedom Fest bike ride and our barbecue and the pancake feed. So we've already had quite a few fundraisers, but the last main one is meet and greet.
All right. Well, Megan, again, just remind folks how we can get involved here with Flags for Heroes and really also other ways that we can help with the fundraising here, even though you said that pretty much everything's pretty well close to done.
So for the Flags for Heroes, you can go to our Facebook page. It's USD252. Honor Flight, and we push out a ton of information through that page. But at any point in time, they can contact me at Olpe High School or Stacy Carrot at Hartford High School or our board office as well. But the number one thing that we tell people to help our program is to get the word out. So the more veterans we can have that apply to go on the trip, the better. We've taken about 350 veterans so far to D.C., which is pretty awesome, in 14 trips. So the more we can get on our list and be aware of, we have a lot of Vietnam veterans that I know that are out there that deserve to go on this trip. And, you know, again, the sentiment is usually, well, somebody deserves it more than I do. And we hear that a lot. But the reality is anybody who sacrificed and served for our country, whether it be stateside or abroad, deserves to go on the trip. So that's the biggest thing is to get out and help us grab some veterans that need to be going. And then any of our events that we have going on, we'll be talking to you guys, I'm sure, about our golf scramble. That yep. Really, we start putting stuff out during the summer, but that's usually early fall. But it's things like that, just making sure that people are aware. And I feel like our communities really support the program. And thanks to people like yourselves that help us get the word out, it seems to be one of those things that we definitely don't have a shortage of people who want to help.
Well, the 15th trip is coming up in April, and I would assume then, Megan, fundraising begins now for trip number 16, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a year-round process, and we get ready for the next one.
Well, you I'll tell you what, you've done a wonderful job with the program. As you mentioned, over 350 veterans have been taken to Washington, D.C. and had a great experience. So thanks for all you do.
Well, we appreciate you guys. We cannot tell KBOE thank you enough for the support that you've shown for our program and our veterans and our students. So thank you guys.
Daphne, I should say, Megan, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Megan. Appreciate it.
Cameron, you guys
thanks.
Have a good day.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep, bye. Yeah, that's Cameron T-Meyer and Megan McGuire, UST 252 Honor Flight, the Flags for Heroes. The deadline is Monday to get a board made, or not a board made, but you get paid for and taken to Washington, D.C. coming up in April.
Yep, and we are adding to our calendar during the interview, as a matter of fact. We've just got Daphne Mertens plugged in here for Thursday morning, or at least I'm halfway done plugging her in for 8:40 Thursday to talk about the upcoming United Way KVUE Morning Drive live radio auction taking place all next week on our airwaves. Also want to point you out here, too, to Monday, because we'll have Lyon County Extension Ag Agent Brian Reese joining us for our Newsmaker Spot at 7:20. We're talking about concerns that seem to be increasing a little bit, even though we haven't seen much about the Asian longhorned tick recently. It does wind up causing a really significant disease for cattle, Tularemia. So that'll be our 7:20 Newsmaker Spot on Monday. We'll also have ESU professors joining us at 8:20 Monday, and we're talking about a whole lot of science-related stuff. There's an update on Eris, Artemis 2, and also science on Main Street. So all of that's going to be discussed Monday. Our preview coming up at the live morning drive auction for the United Way, that's coming up Thursday here at 8:40.
And we probably want to give Brian a heads up on this and get his take on this, because there's a growing concern about Kansas grasslands shrinking.
I did see that.
There is a new study out by the Kansas Department of Agriculture. Since 1990, woody plants and trees have taken over large parts of eastern Kansas here. Areas that were once open to prairie are now considered forest. And biologists say this shift could create a big chain of problems, and the issue has the potential to influence a lot of things, not only our local economies and livelihoods of people on the ground, but also to the natural system that we enjoy here. And a major concern is water usage, because woody plants use up 2.5 times more water than native grasses. So,
okay. We will definitely get his thoughts on that.
All right. News time is 8:38. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. Good morning. It is 8:38. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More than 3 weeks after Nancy Guthrie was kidnapped from her home in Tucson, Arizona, her daughter, NBC TV host Savannah Guthrie, has posted a new plea for help.
We are offering